Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Hallelujah! Oh, are you seated? Do you know what time it is? Do you know what time it is? It is testimony time! Give the Lord a shout. As you shout, you will have a testimony in the name of Jesus. Listen there. Testimony in Oreba. Hallelujah. Please take your seats in the name of Jesus. Someone say, wow. This morning, I have good news for you. Do you want to hear the good news? Okay. So the good news is that if you are in this church and you are a member of the UD and Bishop Sam is your pastor, then I can predict your future. Hey! Do you believe it? Okay, let me go over what I just said. I said, if you are in this church, you are a member of the UD and Bishop Sam is your pastor, then I can predict your future and Bishop Doug is your grandfather. Hallelujah. And your future is in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. Open to Proverbs 4:18. Hallelujah. It says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. This is your future. Do you believe it? Then shout amen. I see you shining in the name of Jesus. Missing there, say, we fear her day. Now, Bishop Sam, your pastor. No more to mark our da church row. It's a missing there, what that you know, our Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs in Chichemu, and then in Chichemu da watch it. It is working. Hallelujah. Us in there, or Chinina Kono, or Shrine, or Shrine, copy me a da, Ozimu. Mumu there is Shrine, our Jesus, didn't him. Amen. And this morning, the testimonies I'm going to read will tell you how people are shining day after day as they have remained in this church. Shout amen. Amen. So this one says, double deliverance for my sheep and I. And I see God delivering you in the name of Jesus. She says, dear Bishop, thank you so much for always praying for us. God has delivered me and my sheep, her family, and I from death. Hallelujah. Daddy, as I am typing this message now, it is 11:40 p.m. Someone say, yeah. I went to visit my sheep, whose house collapsed last Saturday when it rained. They were asleep when it happened, and one part of the house came down. But by the grace of God, no one got hurt. Hallelujah. Oh, church, put your hands together. It is a major deliverance. Hallelujah. I believe that your constant prayers for us delivered my sheep and her family from this calamity. When I got back home after this visit, I was very hungry. It was around 8:49 p.m. And since I didn't eat before going on the visit, I decided to prepare banku. 8:49 p.m. And if I show you the size of this person who is going to eat banku at 8:49, you realize that it's not fair. Some of us, anything we eat, we put on weight. She says that I decided to prepare banku and eat before going to bed. So I put the banku mixture on the fire and laid down. At about 11:30 p.m., I heard a voice telling me to wake up and turn off the gas cylinder. So I immediately woke up, only to see my room full of smoke. And she says, yeah, someone say, yeah. I could have been burnt to ashes. Do you believe that she could have been burnt? but by the grace of God and through the covering of my pastor, Bishop Sam, nothing happened to me. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for delivering me from death. And I also want to thank my pastor, Bishop Sam, who always prays for me that God will deliver me from evil. God bless you, Bishop Sam. Oh, church, appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah. Inti adansi osende oreda nyankopon ase do yi ni sheep no no free musum what asa osende last week Saturday in sutwa eno ni sheep won fie obui okolapse nyame na dom ni fiefo hwianto won inti orchestra sheep wie ye odu fie no na osende okay mo kwa ni menzizi inti sisi anu meba ya banku na wabo 8:49 p.m. when you bring 8:49 me baye ba nku nto mix say mbori odisi jado na so okay me chiamu kakra o se baye 11:30 and you be not bibi kachande sorry no dumo gasi o sorry na ni dem ho nyina ye smoke hallelujah manyame na dom bibi boni bia anton oh I sorry yen boy yen same manyame o sin de ojidi pa de Bishop Sam Nimpaya, they be our bombman. No, you need freedom, Musum. I will say, Jizana, a Jizana, Bowser, man, ya me. They were so full. And why now, bravo? Hallelujah. The second testimony, someone say, second testimony. Hey, this one is mega. This one says, generational blessings from being part of this mega church. Hey! The blessing will not end with you. Your children shall partake. If you believe, say amen. Amen. Dear Bishop Sam, I am a member of this church and I assist a Basenta leader. I want to thank God for the blessings of belonging to this mega church. Bishop, I am a driver and my wife is a petty trader and we both have only primary level education. Because of your teachings and the guidance of our center pastors, my children were encouraged to go to secondary school, and I was content with that. Oh, church, put your hands together that you can be part of a church that you will be encouraged to proceed in life. Hallelujah. I didn't even consider university, but my center pastor told me that me too, my children can go to the university. I say you too. Your children will go to the university. If you believe it, say amen. Okay, so the first one finished SHS and I wanted him to find a job. But my center pastor canceled me and I changed my mind. To the glory of God, he is now in his second year at the university. Oh, church, put your hands together for Jesus. The second one also passed his SHS and got admission, but there was no money to pay his fees. We held on to the prayers of Bishop Sam and the prophecies over our lives. One day, a church member recommended my son for a full tuition fee scholarship, and he has been accepted. Are you sitting down? Give the Lord a shout. I don't take such testimonies for granted, because there was a time in my life when I needed a certain amount to write a certain exam to go to a certain level of education, and I didn't get it. So it is not ordinary that someone will provide for your son to go to the university. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Today, and he says, he will not pay school fees for the 4 years he is going to be in the university. Oh, church, let's appreciate God. Hey. And they are saying, today in our family, we are the only ones with children who are in the university. God will set you apart in the name of Jesus. I believe that these blessings have come my way because we are blessed to be part of a mega church. with an anointed pastor, Bishop Sam, who is always blessing us. God bless you, Bishop. Oh, church, let's appreciate God for such a testimony. Inti adansi osende orida nyankopona se the way share one na way share one number so inti osende oye benyin oye driver na neyo so otonaze na omo form ebie inti omo form ebie na ku wi school no oko secondary school okay what's in there one wo ko school do primary level what can then primary level and asan 6 or whatever it is. Hallelujah. Inti first one we SHS no ye when any jade okay young co school and drew SHS yamba co school and SHS inti any nuaji but one center pastor na Bishop Sam name pay inti yamina dum a con way my one first child or call university mim de bobo wusim na mim de bobo wusim. Hallelujah. Second one so we no na when your admission to university ban nesika was the boss and my wife called why is it and so one center pastor or called encouraging one Bishop Sama called the bomb paimon nyamena dom in the abofrano when your scholarship and Morocco university are on tia capre nyami oh bowunsem hallelujah into what's in there worried that young couple now say that were your part of our sorry yesterday, our anointed pastor. What is Anna? None one bow and seme. Our yes, hallelujah. Someone say the last testimony. God will give you double and triple testimonies in the name of Jesus. This one says, unusual and common blessings in my life through the opportunities given me to be a Basenta leader. If I were you, I'll be a Basenta leader. Hallelujah. It says, thank you, Bishop Sam, for your prayers and prophecies over our lives in Loyalty House, Dowenya, especially me. How many of us feel that Bishop Sam is praying specially for you? Hey, hallelujah. He says, I am so blessed because God gave you as my spiritual father, pastor, and prophet. This year has been truly a year of good things. Through your prayers, I was saved from an accident in May. Through your prophecies, I received a brand new Tia Raba car, push start SUV from the showroom, which I went to choose, and now I own for free. I see God blessing you with such a blessing. Hey, I catch on myself. He says, now another powerful prophecy has come true. Do you want to know? He says, I am living in my own 4-bedroom, brand new house. Did you hear me? Okay, so let me take my time to read this one. He says, now I am living in my own 4-bedroom, brand new house, which I did not build with my own hands. It has come to me for free. Oh, church, give the Lord a shout. And you see, this testimony came with pictures. And when I saw the house, it is a mega blessing. Hallelujah. 4-bedroom house, brand new, which the person did not build with his own hand. He says, it came to me as a gift. I see God giving you such a gift in the name of Jesus. He says, when I look at myself, I cannot believe that God's favor and grace are so abundant in my life because of you, my pastor, Bishop Sam, through whom God has given over my life. I have gone from renting to becoming a landlord, and I see you becoming a landlord in the name of Jesus. He says, I now have a house which is finished. New everything, new bed, new living chairs, new living room, new chairs, new dining table, new stove, new oven, new fridge, new freezer. Hey! And even in my kitchen. Hey, this testimony is wild. It says, 4 bathrooms so that, listen. 4 bathrooms so that I can bath in 1 bathroom each day of the week. Oh, church, give the Lord a shout. he has four bathrooms. So that Monday, he will bow fear. Tuesday, he will bow fear. Hey, it is a mega blessing. Hallelujah. And he says, oh God, my God, you deserve the praise and all my worship because it can only be you. Oh church, let's appreciate God for such a blessing. Hallelujah. And he says, thank you, Bishop Sam, for finding me worthy and giving me the opportunity to work for God as a Basenta leader. God bless you. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. If I were a Basenta leader sitting down, I would have claimed this blessing now in Jesus' name. Inti, eyosin there. Nyankupon eshiran osan do ye Basenta leader. Hallelujah. Osin there, me ni munu nyankupon yini free accident mu. And chair, no, be what chair a brand new car. Car mono, hallelujah. She believes. I see you receiving it in the name of Jesus. Osin there, me no nyankupon yini free accident mu. And chair, no, what chair a brand new car. Now, so another powerful thing is you on our brabum. Osin there, watch a four bedroom house. And then now, new rooms near four. Ah, when Tiakao was a chen. Nothing there, fear no mono, BBI a fofer, dining table a fofer, fridge a fofer, empire a fofer. In fact, bathroom, a guayim po a four. So that Monday, Obo Guarwa had a Tuesday, we Guarwa had a Nyami Beshra with such a blessing in the name of Jesus. In tossing there, or than Yanko Ponasi. That we run through Bishop Sam. Oh, church, let's put our hands together for these blessings. So, since you know your destiny and your future as a member of this church, I am encouraging you, remain connected. Find something to do in church, and you would have mega testimonies. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Started for the kingdom, since my heart he controls. Since I gave my life to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Since I started for the kingdom, since my heart he controls. Since I gave my life to Jesus, the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. The more that I love him, more love he bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. Every need he is supplying, plain just grace he bestows. And every day my way it gets brighter, the longer I serve every need, He keeps supplying. Plain just grace He bestows. And every day my way, it gets brighter. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Every need He keeps supplying. Plenteous grace He bestows. And every day my way, it gets brighter. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Since I started for the kingdom, and since my heart He controls, and since I gave my life to Jesus, the longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. The more that I love Him, more love He bestows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows. Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows. The longer I serve Him, the sweeter He grows.
Glory and the honor. I don't wanna miss. I don't wanna feel. I just wanna see God. I don't wanna miss. All the glory and the honor. I don't wanna miss. I don't wanna feel. I just wanna see God. Ooh. The heavenly hero, they are watching on the stand, applauding your good works. Oh, in our heart, Lord, they are hollow and stand, applauding the King of Kings. said he's coming back to take us home. I don't wanna miss heaven, all the glory and the honor. I don't wanna miss, I don't wanna feel, I just wanna see God. Heavenly heroes, they are watching on the stand, applauding our good works. Oh, in a hollow, they are hollow and stand, applauding the King of Kings. In our lives, Jesus is everything. He said it's coming back to take us home. We don't want to miss heaven, all the glory and the honor.
Hello. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be in church this morning? If you are happy as I am, then put your hands together for Jesus. And it's so good to be here. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Last week, we started talking about faith, and this week, we are going to start talking about another series, but we just want to recap what we did last week. We got to know last week that in Habakkuk 2:4, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, you shall live by faith. Turn to your friend and tell your friend, you shall live by faith. Tell your friend, by faith, all the testimonies you heard shall be yours. You shall become that testimony. You shall receive houses you didn't build. You shall drive cars you didn't buy. Because you live by faith. You don't live by sight. Romans 1:17 confirms it. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just will live by faith. So again, you live by faith. And Galatians 3:11 further confirms that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
And Galatians 1:5-6. You remember we talked about all this, just recapping what we did last week. As for faith, it grows. And it comes. But say faith cometh.
Bible say,
by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ had made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The liberty Christ has set us free. He said, "Ejina yakubo aji eno, umo yengine mu."
Good. Yengine yewo faundi na yakubo ndi ama eno. Ma yengichiri yahun biom ewo boni mu.
Mama yengfe yahun kongkwasum biom.
Kongkwasum biom.
Said, "Yakubo aji eno, enene yakongkwasum biom." Yes, it's a song. You get it? So stand firm. You see, Christ has set us free. And by faith, we believe we are free. Don't allow anybody to take you back into bondage. The main thing is Christ has set you free. You have to have faith in that. You can go again into bondage when people begin to use things to describe what it means that Christ has set you free. For instance, people can start using dressing as the reason for Christ has set us free, or means by which Christ has set us free. They can use works and other things. You see, in time past, people almost did the same thing, and Paul saw it. And say,
so
if you do that, you are going back into bondage. What sets you free is not what you wear.
It's
the Christ who has set you free. His blood that has washed you. Many people unnecessarily give themselves problems. When Christ sets you free, he expects you to live in a certain way. But the most important thing is that Christ has set you free. You see, people may be doing the same work, and some people maybe are supposed to go and work with gold. And then you decide to add transportation to it. After adding transportation, you cannot emphasize transportation as a core business. And therefore, when people use other means of transport, you use that to tell them that they are not doing gold business. The most important thing is the gold business they are doing. As for the means of the transportation, they can decide to choose anything they want to use. But it's expected that you drive use a good transportation. So that you don't have an accident. So don't allow anybody again to take you into bondage. People take, you see, it's by faith that we are saved, not by works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. You see, if you use works, if you see because of this that I've done, then what has Christ done for you? Some people can come to church and say, "We are leaving the church because of the way some people are dressing." And sometimes when I come to church, I don't see any naked person in the church. And I don't see what they are looking for. I personally have not seen any naked person in the church since I joined the church. And I don't know what they are looking for. You see, what they are looking for is that they want to drive us into bondage. And we will not go into any bondage. We will serve God. and we will believe God to go to heaven. It didn't happen, it didn't start today, it started many years ago. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ shall profit you nothing if you want to serve him by works. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that is a debtor to the whole law. Please don't take this thing very literally, because but this was a controversy he was trying to solve. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever you are justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We are hoping for the hope of righteousness by faith. A free susumono, our hope of righteousness is our eternal life. Amen. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. You see, some of us, we put emphasis on unnecessary things. But Bible says in Christ Jesus, they mean nothing. But faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. You see, faith and love work together. If you have real faith, you have love. And then if you see that somebody is even doing something that is not good, that love will make you find a nice way of talking to the person to help the person. So you have to use faith. Amen. We are just recapping last week's message. Then we talk about enemies of faith. How many remember the enemies of faith? Which are the enemies of faith? Number one. You know, as for bondage, many people want to take us to bondage. For instance, people come to us and say, oh, we don't close early. As far as I'm concerned, you want to take me back into bondage. Because I used to go to disco. And when I go to disco, I don't close early. I know people whose children go out, they don't come home early. But when they come to church and they don't go home early, they complain. So you should know that this is not the works of man. He says the gates of hell shall not prevail. Since Jesus started the church, every step he takes, he faces opposition. You have to be a hard person to follow through till Jesus' works is established. I cannot see anything more important than coming to sit here for how many hours. So we shall not go back into bondage. We shall not close service at 1 hour. And we will not close at 2 hours. We will close. And we'll be happy. And we shall be liberated. And people will receive new houses. People will receive new cars. Last week, as we had liberty to talk, I was just passing by somebody and I mentioned the person's name. As I was so constrained by time, and I told the person that you will never, ever work a work that will not pay you well, if you like.
Somebody.
In the course of the week, the person called me and told me of a higher one that he or she has received again. Is that not why you came to church? So that you can hear from God. So don't put any, if you cannot stay, you can, look, there are several churches around. Some of them close in 15
minutes.
You can join them. But for here, we shall not go back into bondage. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go back. Enemies of faith. Number one is what? spirit. And those of you too who like walking, some of you, I think you don't have toilet or something at home. So when you come to church, the first thing you want to go to toilet.
You will be a boss, yeah.
Please, when you come, try and sit down and listen to the word. Because one of the tricks of the devil is that he can bring you to church but not let you listen to the word. All these things are tricks of the devil. So try and control your, especially the large intestines, the last one that cooks the thing. Control it so that you can sit down for a long time. Okay. Spirit of what? So don't waver. Don't stagger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we read a lot of verses, isn't it?
Yeah.
The next one is what? Spirit of doubt. Don't question the validity of God's word. There are several things about God's word that I don't understand. The Bible says the secret things belong to God. And the things he wants us to know, he has made us to know. So don't doubt the word of God. What's the next enemy is spirit of fear. Spirit of what? Spirit of fear. Hallelujah. What's the next one? What the next enemy of faith? So what is the next enemy of faith by what we said? I know some of you have encountered other enemies I didn't mention. But what's the next enemy of faith? Being natural means being normal. Being natural doesn't mean you are sinning.
And yes, why upon you?
You are normal. Do you get it? You are normal. You are intelligent. You are analytical. Many people are normal and natural. And they are intelligent. They are not sinners. You can be a Christian and be a normal, intelligent person. What will happen is that faith will not work for you. You have to analyze everything. And then we said another enemy is not asking, isn't it? So faith is very important to us as Christians. Something you live by is important. If God should stop supplying us with oxygen now, we shall all die. It means oxygen is very important. We live by oxygen. We live by eating. We live by drinking. So faith is like that. So let's go back and let's go to another scripture. I'll introduce my series. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 30 to 33. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Now, remember this phrase. I'll come back to it. Therefore, take note of saying, what shall we eat? What shall we do? Wonderful. So, O ye of little faith. Now, this means that we have what we call little faith. And the Bible has straight away described to us what little faith is. Little faith is when you are believing God with your faith for a car. Believing God with your faith for a house. Believing God with your faith for shoe. And for things that everybody is believing for. Bible says the Gentiles also are believing for it. So it is faith. And God didn't say anything against it. He only said it is little faith. Do you get it? So if there's little faith, then there is great faith. If there's little faith, then there's great faith. And it seems to me from the passage of scriptures we have read that great faith is seeking first the kingdom of God. Or if you like, you can say somebody has great faith If the person is seeking the kingdom of God,
first,
it means there are secondary things which are not wrong. But first is what means that you are using great faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that introduces me to my series that I have titled The Privilege. Wow, put your hands together for Jesus. The privilege. Because, you see, big faith means that you are going after the kingdom of God. Not little things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So big faith actually sees, I see, the privilege. What privilege am I talking about? I'm talking about the privilege, one, of being a Christian. And most importantly, the privilege of working for God as a Christian. The privilege that you are not only a Christian, but you're also doing something for God. So first of all, it's a privilege to be a Christian. But it is even more of a privilege to work, do something for God. And the Bible makes us that shows great faith. So that if you want to see that somebody has great faith, therefore, if let's say James says that show me your faith by your works, then he's saying that show me your faith by how you see the work of God. That will show whether you have great faith or not. So big faith sees working for God as a privilege. If until now you have not come to see that working for God is a privilege, then your faith is small. You have not been able to interpret things well and properly. So big faith means that you see any work you do for God as a privilege. Big faith will make you see things differently than others see it. And it changes the way you value things, your value systems in life. It will change your value systems in life. You know, many of you, the things you value most in your life, if you really had faith, they will not be that valuable to you. So it shows the level of your faith. For instance, if I came to church today and I met a Christian brother who has not even been to school before, who cannot speak English, and I see another Christian brother who has been to school, who has a doctorate degree, professor, parked his car outside. Everything. And I have a certain feeling and more liking for that person. Without first thinking about the person's relationship with God, it means my value system is wrong. And then it shows the level of my faith. Because faith changes your value system, the way you see people. Because if you have faith, say, henceforth, know ye no man. After his qualifications, after his money, after the way he speaks English,
and I said, yeah, okay, bro, for Dabby.
So great faith has a different value system. Great faith will see even a pastor differently than your managing director. Your value systems will change. the important people in your life will change. If you have great faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I said, great faith in working for God. Because you see, it's those who don't have faith who don't know what it means to work for God. Do you know what it means to work for God? How many of you knows what it means to work for the World Bank?
Money.
Yes, money.
Hard work.
Yes.
Prestige.
Prestige.
Access. Favor.
Sure. Favor.
I don't be super young.
Fame.
Popular.
Visas.
Ubenya visa.
Yeah. That is, you have, and if you got a job, and may you get a job, amen, that will give you. You see, Bible never said any of these things are wrong.
Bible,
he only says seek first the kingdom of God. And these ones will be added. So and may they be added by center leaders, pastors, church planters, church workers. May all these things be added in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over in the name of Jesus. Receive it, Christ.
I receive it.
So we are not saying, we are only saying that big faith. If small faith can give you this, then big faith makes it come after you without asking for it.
Yeah.
Because hasn't he said that goodness and mercies shall follow you? You see, something follow you is different from you following the person. Do you get it? If something is following you, you are going somewhere. And the thing is following you.
And
then you following the thing is going in somewhere, you are following the thing. Which one do you want? The thing should follow you now. And it comes when you utilize big faith. And as many as are using your faith, these things are going to chase over you and overcome you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Overtake you rather in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If overcomes you, backslide.
Merci.
Some of you, blessings have overcome you. But rather overtakes you. Amen. So big faith makes you think differently. So this message is intended to let you, let your mind change. About faith. And about the way you see God and the things of God. Romans says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So big faith makes you see so many things. Look, he sees it as a privilege because, do you know, working for God means working for the greatest CEO in the whole of the universe. Actually, means your CEO. Do you know who a CEO is? Chief Executive Officer. Founder and CEO of that job. Somebody had a job this week and she was very happy. And I was happy with her. But may somebody call me one day as a bishop. I'm so happy that I've been made a shepherd.
Person being from in Kenya said, "Bishop, many age pass away, I'm a shepherd." Na menka say, "Wow!" What a blessing.
Founder and CEO is God. God's church.
Nyankopon sorry.
Is what we are talking about.
I know na yeka ho
asa. He founded it.
Ono.
So when you're working in the church,
so be ejuma wa sorry ni mu.
You are actually working for God. You are working as a drama minister. Actually working for God. Hallelujah. And so from today, never think that you are. It's God who has favored you. Hallelujah.
And
if you are in church and you are not doing anything, your faith is little.
Hey.
faith will make you seek the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's see one or two things before we close for today. What it means to see the work of God as a privilege. You see, one, big faith sees God's calling as a high calling. Last week I spoke about faith. You were very happy.
Yeah.
That was faith. Now we are still talking about faith. Big faith sees the call of God as a high calling. It's a privilege to be called by God. But if you don't see it like that, up to today, if you have not seen it like that, it means your faith is little. You
see,
you have to measure your faith by some of these things. Your faith is little. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. There's somebody offended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Listen, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. So Paul, before he got born again, was very, very proud in his profession as a lawyer. And he was so proud about his work that and looked down upon those who were doing the work of God that was even killing them, insulting them and persecuting them. And suddenly the light came. And he had faith. And then his faith grew. And he had big faith. From then on, it means that high calling means that you have been called into an important job. An important job. That's why Paul told Timothy that he should magnify his office. Paul says, I magnify my office.
Sorry.
You see, because as far as he's concerned, it's the highest job so far. So he was humbly magnifying his office. Not magnifying himself, but magnifying, or making the office look important. It is the most important job you can ever.
KPMG. Amen.
It's a very high job. Amen.
Amen.
It's a privilege.
Adam.
It's a superior position. What's your position? Recently, somebody said, I'm the acting CEO of my company. I said, wow, I'm proud of you. And I was very happy with her. And for her. But I want you to know that there is a position that is more, far more superior than acting CEO. It's far more superior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Directors, far more superior. Hallelujah. High calling, it means it's a powerful position. You are a star. Heavenhood star. You may not be a Hollywood star, but heavenhood star. It's a high calling. The high calling means what? A distinguished position. You know, people don't address you as distinguished shepherd distinguished shepherd Eric. But let me tell you something. There are others up there who sees you as a distinguished member of God's elite class.
Yeah.
One day you understand. And as we read, you understand. How many of you want to be prominent in life? You know, they are prominent. High calling means that from that day, Paul realized that he had become prominent in life. So big faith. That's how he sees it. This morning when I was concerned about center leader.
And then center leader
I was going to give him a lift. He said, oh,
no, I'm not. Lift. And I catch him so make off reference and call for. I say, wow.
And I could see. I just could see in 100 years time, 200 years time, 300 years time, how this guy will be living. I just could see. That's big faith. Big faith means I'll be given a big time job. You see the work of God as a big time job. But some of you, because of your little faith, the job you are doing, you look down on it. You look for it. We need to beg and beg. Before even you do one thing. Hey! Even the basic one, coming to church. You cannot see how God has blessed you. We have to. Hey. So big faith. So big faith means what? You see the call of God. And let me tell you something. It's not everybody who has responded to the call of God. That's why you are peculiar. For many are called like you. Even many people were called to come to church today. But not all of them came. But you are here. Many are called, but few are chosen.
You see,
in every job that is important, many people are not able to do it. It's like mathematics.
It's a mass.
For the art students. Yeah. And history for the science students. Big faith sees working for God as we see.
Amen.
And that big faith, when you have it, you see working for God as receiving mercy. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Hey, this is the most important message you can ever hear. Never forget this message. That's why I told you I'm going to preach a very, very important message. This is what is going to open the door, goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life. This one. Big faith. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry. So Paul was talking about as he has been called by God, he's doing the work of God, he's doing a shepherd's work and all the. Seeing we have this ministry. As we have received mercy. You see, so that's how big faith sees that if you are called in the church and you are sent to do anything for God, you immediately see that you have received mercy. It's like, hey, me too. God has considered my low estate and has made me big by having mercy on me. To be a basenta leader.
So I am a basenta leader. Hey.
That's how big faith interprets things.
And
woe betide you if you have somebody of little faith, and then you receive a job like this from somebody with big faith, that you should be a Basenta leader.
Leader.
And you made a mistake of going to discuss it with somebody of little faith. That will be not an enemy of your faith, but what? More than an enemy. A terrorist of your faith. That will be a terrorist and a destroyer of your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. It's mercy. You see, if we are called to do anything in the church, you have received mercy.
So your first baby, sorry.
So if you are in church and you are not doing anything,
so I saw him now.
God has been gracious to you to be born again. But you have not received a certain kind of mercy. And you have to ask yourself, why have I not received this mercy? Why have I not received this mercy? It's mercy. What is mercy? Do you know what mercy is? Unmerited, something you don't merit. One day somebody went to look for a job. And then fortunately for the person, the consultant human resource manager of the place was somebody who knew him. And then the person gave the person a certain position after the interview. So when I met, I said, why did you give him such a position? Because he doesn't merit it. And she said, well, I did him a favor. And then I've asked him to try and go to school to cover up. To make up for it. Do you get it? So that was mercy. He didn't deserve it. But he has been given to. May you receive things you don't deserve.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. You see, the reason why some of you cannot have money beyond your salary, you are always thinking of what you deserve. And what you deserve is your salary. That's how to today you still live by your salary. But if you understand mercy, and you know that there are things you don't deserve, but God can give, that is when you can have faith to live beyond what you deserve at the end of the month. That's when you begin to calculate your money at the end of the year. And you say, but all this money, where did it come from? And not that you also owe,
And
neither have you gone to steal money. And yet you have lived more than your what you deserve could give to you. Mercy. Mercy. So that is mercy. You see, you have to tell yourself that I did not deserve this work. Look at me. Standing here, preaching the word of God to all of you, what do you think has happened to me? I've received mercy. Because I should have died. I should have been dead. Sleeping in my grave.
But God bless me to see. Another day, even when I did wrong, he was still there. I'm so glad that God still hears a sinner's prayer. I'm so glad that God still hears a sinner's prayer.
I should have been dead.
I've been dead, sleeping in my grave.
That is mercy. One abortion should have killed you. But you did sex and you are still alive.
Now,
mercy.
So
those who have lost their jobs, you have done worse than them. But they are not. You have not been found out. It's mercy. Mercy.
So
those who had accidents on the motorway and all those places. Look at somebody's testimony about the accident. Yes, mercy. Sing it, sister.
I walk through the church on a Sunday morning, stood outside contemplating,
hey,
whether I should walk through the door.
Whether I should go through the door.
A lot of folks knew me,
hey,
from way back when. People hold into all those passings, but I know all have sinned and come short of His glory, yeah. But I'm still here to tell the story. I could have been dead.
I'm still here to tell the story, but I could have been dead.
In my grave.
Hey.
But God bless me.
You know something? See. One day, I went somewhere in Tabrani, and then my friends and I, myself, were smoking weed. And then we heard a certain voice. And then we heard some noises. And suddenly, they looked like military. It sounded like the military. So one of our guys decided to look up to see who was there. Do you know who was standing there? At the height of the revolution, we were down below somewhere smoking. Do you know who was standing there? Rawlings.
Rawlings,
with military men. So we decided to run. When we were running, I don't know what, there was a door that was just hanging by, leaning on a certain door, I think the door was there, but it wasn't nailed or whatever. The door, I don't know what, somebody pushed the door, and the door just came from wherever and hit me at the back of my head. Up to today, I asked myself, why didn't I die? Because I went back to look at the door.
Because
the door. I went back to where would I be by then? If I had died, what I was doing, I was not preaching. I was not doing
basenta.
I was doing something else. And then I'm standing here and I'm preaching. What have I received? Mercy, 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 mercy. That is why this work I'm doing, I don't need you to thank me, because I see it as mercy. I'm surprised when people say, oh, thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for that. I get confused. I am rather thanking God for His mercies, that I've received this ministry as I've received mercy. Some of you were murderers, so many bad things, and you are here. You don't want to do anything for God. You don't want to do it. Even sitting down more than 2 hours, you don't want to sit down. Meanwhile, you used to sit under somebody's lap for all those years, doing all sorts of acrobatics and all those things. You go home rejected and dejected. Mercy. Mercy. As we have received mercy. Hey! Look, some of these, that's one thing about mercy. Mercy can just take you and wash you. People look at your face and you look like an angel. But some of the mouths that have been used to praise God here, if you know what the mouth have been used to do, those mouths, things they have been used to do, you will be shocked. But mercy, God has shown us mercy. For His mercy shall endure ever faithful. Mercy. Mercy.
For His mercy.
Mercy. Us with a gladsome heart. Let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for He is kind. He is kind.
kind.
Oh, for His mercy shall endure, ever faithfulness.
As we have received, see, I want you to remember certain things, and you will see that you have received mercy.
His name abroad. Oh. For of God He is, for His mercy, for His mercy, sin order, si bieno paja, humaba sin
mercy.
I remember one day I was standing there, somebody came to me. I said, why are you here? As an unbeliever. He said, I want you to know that I have helped you. I said, how have you helped me? And the person said, do you know that I became pregnant? But I went to take the baby away. Well, at that time, I didn't understand. But I was surprised. And then today, look at me. I'm standing here. I have killed before. I have been a murderer before. And then I'm standing here. And I'm preaching. If this is not mercy, what else is mercy? If this is not mercy, what else is mercy?
Team order.
Come on. Don't pretend that you have not received mercy. Don't pretend you have received it. From that day, when I saw the person here, I ran away and passed another side. I said,
hey,
what are you talking about? But Jesus pitied me. Because He's kind. So God has just pitied us. He has just had mercy on us and has called us to ministry. Please don't think that rather be happy that you have been called to be given a job to do. You have been called to say that you are a basenta leader. You have been called to say, do this for God. And I tell you something, rather, anytime I see people giving more jobs, I see people receiving mercy. And often you see that people are receiving mercy and mercy and mercy. Mercy and mercy and mercy. Faith. Big faith. Big faith. Sees the work of God as receiving mercy. So if you want to see someone who has faith, see how the person responds to the work of God. As far as I'm concerned, you are working for the best CEO in this world. That is why I respect the work you are doing. I really respect the work you are doing. I congratulate you, especially for being able to combine God and your work. But I want you to know that to have the privilege to work for God in any capacity, it's a far, far more superior job than any job. And it's only mercy that will qualify you for it. Nothing that you have done qualifies you to stand here to sing. Nothing that you have done qualifies you to be a basenta leader. But you think you are very, that you have been chosen to be a basenta leader. Like you are. It's just mercy. So from today, see it as a wonderful privilege. But then, if you don't have faith, you don't understand what I'm saying. It takes big faith. Big faith to know that this is a far, far more superior job that you are doing. Big faith. And I pray to God that your faith will rise. When people want to see that we are men and women of faith, what they will see is our sacrifices for God. How we go after people. How we go for souls. How we cherish the people of God. How any little person in the church is so important to us. Big faith knows what it has taken for one person to be saved. Big faith knows and understands what it takes for one soul to be saved. So big faith will never allow a soul to just go anyhow. So Church of God, goodness and mercies shall follow you all the days of your life. Faith, your faith is going to rise. And very soon, you will see that you have been operating at a certain low level of faith. As you move to that height of faith, goodness and mercy shall pursue you. Blessings shall pursue you. They shall overcome you. You shall never know where they are coming from, but they will flood your life as you work for God. Watch the pastoral leaders. Watch the pastors. Watch all those who are laboring for Jesus. Watch them. You will see. But as we go on with this series, look, if you miss church anytime, don't miss church for this series. Because you are going to go to a certain level of faith. That is what will make you see those things in your life that you have never even imagined they were in your life. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you for who you are. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. The mercies of even making us come to church, be Christians. Because so many are called, so many have been witnessed to, but we have been privileged to respond and be in church this morning. Thank you for that privilege. If for nothing, thank you for it. Thank you for calling us into a church that will give us work to do, that us to do something for you. Thank you for this blessing. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Now today, if you invited anybody to church, I want you to go to the person and bring the person to the front here. If you invited anybody to church, I want to go to the person and bring a person to church to the front here. And if it also is your first time of coming here, God brought you here, I want you to stand to your feet and come. And also, if you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to stand to your feet and come. Put your hands together for all these ones who are coming. This is your first time of coming here. Someone invited you and you want to give your life to Jesus. Please, if you know of any of these ones, you brought them to church, come and stand behind them. And remember those who are brought to church last 3 weeks, last 4 weeks,
4 weeks ago,
and go and visit them again and bring them back to church. God bless. Put your hands together for them as they come. Put your hands together for them as they come. God bless all of you. Now, those of you here, let's pray. Say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Thank you for showing me mercy.
Thank you for showing me mercy.
And calling me.
And calling me.
To give my life to Jesus.
To give my life to Jesus.
From today.
From today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With your blood.
With your blood.
And make me.
And make me.
Your child.
Your child.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That just as I am.
That just as I am.
By this simple prayer.
By this simple prayer.
You've made me your child.
You've made me your child.
And I am yours.
And I am yours.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Pacho, munka mpae wendi meji kasi eradi yesu. Meda wase. Sewe humi mobo. Aude mi abahase. Ene mate wase. Misreo. Fami boni nina chemi. Natro mi din. Ewa mkwa humani. Sede beya mi huwa. Anasa oba. Nenya dankwa. Ene. Mi bie mano. Epe mu kase. Yesu. Eye rua. Meda wase. Sewa jemi. Ewo Yesu din. Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.